What is going on, y'all? We're back with Talking Today with Cal and Zay. It's episode 19. 19. Go ahead, break that down for me, Cal. What's 19 in Spanish?
19.
There we go.
Come on now.
There we go.
Come on now.
We got a special guest again. It's the third episode in a row. We got another special guest. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to my co-host, Calvin. He's going to introduce him to y'all.
Let me tell you about this guest we have on the show today. Graduate of Valley Central High School. Yes, another alumni. Yes, we're stacking them up. Yes, we are. Went to Cornell University. He's an up-and-coming doctor. Dr. Nyane, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw that out there, you know what I'm saying? Has a promising YouTube channel, up and coming, Chuka 2 Faithful. You already know. Chuka Nyane, everybody.
What's up? What's up?
Clap it up. Man, Chuka, man. I've known you for a long time. You say, thanks. High school, beginning of high school, eighth grade, yeah, all the way up.
Probably your sophomore year of high school and my freshman year, probably right then.
Yeah, been amazing. We had science class together. That class was amazing. I got in trouble a lot, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I remember that.
It is what it is. me, you, Devin. Oh, that. We had some times in that science class, man. Well, Chuka, expand on your YouTube channel right quick, you know? Expand on it.
Yeah. So, I don't know where to go with this. My YouTube channel, I've been doing it for like a year and a half, 2 years. It's really just a way for me to, I guess, express myself and make content because I just like making content and putting it out. So, I do everything and anything. I've done public interviews, I've done pranks, I've done little skits, like whatever God inspires me to create that day is what I'm gonna create. So you can find a little bit of everything on there. Chuka 2 Faithful, Kappa C, Kappa T, Kappa Faithful, you know, all that good stuff. So go check it out.
Yes, sir. I recently just watched one of your videos. You was playing basketball against the pastor.
Cooked him.
That video was funny. That was funny, bro. That video was hilarious, man. You can hoop though, man. You was on varsity. Well, I want to say sophomore or freshman year. You made varsity.
It was weird. So like my sophomore year, I was on JV, but I would practice with varsity too. So I was like doing both at the same time. And at the end of the year, I got pulled up to varsity sophomore year. And then from there, yeah.
I remember, man. I was there. Remember, I was with the camera. I was in the back.
I remember that.
I was back there, man. See?
Don't get it twisted, Zay.
Started on the bench.
Oh, don't get it twisted, though. I was garbage, though. I was garbage back in high school. I was trash.
He was not garbage. Don't let him lie to you. This man was not garbage. You're on the team.
That's a start. That's a start.
Hey man.
You got PT.
Oh, you was getting PT?
You got PT, man. You was...
Or was it like garbage?
Bro, he was getting PT. It was like
end. Sometimes end of the quarters. I started a little bit 1 year, but I was trash, bro. I'm gonna just push that. I was trash.
He was trash. All right, then, man. Let's talk a little bit about basketball. Then, you know, let's talk some basketball. Let's start with this. Chuka, who's your favorite team? Favorite player? All that.
Favorite team? Come on, Chicago Bulls. Man, I've been a Bulls fan since Derrick Rose was actually in Memphis. When he was in Memphis, that's when I became a Bulls fan because I heard they was about to draft him. That was my man's back in Memphis. My favorite player, technically, is still Derrick Rose because he's in the league, but it's not the old Derrick Rose, you feel me? But I still watch him heavy. But favorite player right now, gotta go Kyrie Irving. 100%.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, Uncle Drew. Oh. Uncle Drew.
Hey, shout out to Derrick Rose, though. He been hooping this year.
Let's talk Chicago Bulls. I can't even. Shit is delayed like a bitch.
People be sleep on him. He's still solid.
Yeah, he's been putting together, like, honestly, I want to say, since he had a good season that New York year, I know the team wasn't what people wanted to be, but ever since then, he's been able to come back and find a real niche, like, especially as a six man. He could go to a lot of teams mm-hmm. and give valuable minutes to, like, competitors.
That's a fact. And like, the thing about Derrick Rose is, if you let him play, he's giving you 18 and 6. 18 and 6, you're getting that automatically. That's good numbers right there.
He's worked on his efficiency, too, and shooting has gotten a lot better later on. Because he lost that mm-hmm. athleticism, so that shooting just naturally got better.
He lost it a little bit. He lost it a little bit. He just don't show it as much.
Yeah, he still got it.
He just don't be – he don't dunk as much, but you can really see that his acrobatic layup's still there. You like, okay, yeah, it's still D. Rose. Like, don't front.
Crazy.
Bringing it around town. Like, we going, oh, man. I just love it. D. Rose is one of the most – he's one of the most exciting players to watch. You got to give him that.
Mm-hmm.
I got him, prime D. Rose. Kyrie, of course. Kyrie's very exciting to watch, especially when he get hot. When he mm-hmm. get hot, ain't nobody touching Kyrie when he get hot, I feel.
That's a fact.
Like, that's a dangerous man. He get... it was a game this season when it was just him and James Harden. And Kyrie was just... people in torture chambers, literally just torturing them. I said, this man is
he's unguardable. Basically.
This is very tough.
Wait, you remember who they was playing that game?
Just unguardable. I want to say I think it was the game where he had like 41. I can't remember the team, but I was watching. I said, oh, he putting people in the torture. Like, he had 41.
Was it like that Kings game?
Like 30 something in like 17.
They had a high scoring game against the Kings. Probably. Kyrie had like 9 threes in that game. That was like in February or something.
Yeah. And James Harden just, oh my God. That team is crazy. That team
ridiculous.
Is crazy.
Ridiculous.
How do you feel about that team? How do you feel about that?
Man. If they didn't let Chris Paul join Kobe, why are they letting this happen, bro? Come on,
bro.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Yo, this is ridiculous. Blake, too? And they talking about they might get Andre Drummond? Like, come.
Well, watch them get LaMarcus. Watch them get LaMarcus, bro, because LaMarcus just agreed to part ways. He going to go to somebody.
Bro, if he go to the Nets, bro, that Adam Silver, you got to do something, bro, because this is unfair.
So, super team central.
With that being said, do you think that they're a lock to win the East? Are they going to the finals?
I don't think anyone's ever a lock for anything. Because I'm assuming fully healthy, right? Because injuries can happen any day, you know what I mean? But fully healthy, I don't see anyone giving them problems like that. Maybe 76ers just because Joel Embiid is just a beast in that paint. He gonna torch them down low, but who are they gonna have guarding Kyrie? Like Danny Green? Like what? Like that's a bucket, bro. Like I just don't see him. I don't see him locking them up, bro. Like I just don't see it.
Too much scoring power.
Too much. And the Bucks. Too much. I ain't talk about the Bucks.
You're not worried about the Bucks either.
No, I ain't worried about the Bucks. I ain't worried about that.
No one's ever worried about the Bucks, man. There's no reason to worry about the team. There's no reason to.
At all.
When your superstar is a player who's just – he already got MVP, and now all of a sudden now he can shoot. Like, he's learning how to hit a three now.
Giannis is a dog, though. He's always adding new stuff to his game. Like, he works so hard. He's always in the gym.
How about adding a post fade?
Let's add post that. Moves will help.
Let's add that.
That will help.
But it's—I feel like it's tough. He's so like Chris Middleton. Are you saying?
I'm saying, like, he's so dominant, like, he's going to find a way to get into the paint. That is his goal. Like, he going to hop step, Euro, or just jump over you. Like, that's literally what he does. But I think the pieces around Giannis don't complement him as well. It really don't. He needs, like, it would have been great if they could have got Bogdanovich. It would have been great. Mm-hmm. That would have helped him a whole lot. Because that's a knockdown. That's a bucket. Bogdanovich is a bucket. They need somebody like Buddy Hield over there. But that's a knockdown. That's knockdown. That's who they need. They need knockdown shooters around Giannis. I think that's the problem over there. They're getting two-way players who aren't efficient enough. That's really what it is.
True.
They're building a team around defense, and they can't score enough.
I mean, for me, I'm just not worried about Giannis himself. Like, yeah, he gonna put up numbers, but, like, I feel like numbers and the impact on the game is different. Like, when I watch Giannis play, I don't feel like he's taking over the game line, dunking a lot. He got 30 and 14. Damn, when did that happen? Like, I just seen him lay the ball up 50 times. Like. But, like, it's like I don't feel like it's really doing nothing to propel the team over the top for real. You know what I mean? Like it feels like empty calories a little bit for me.
So you're not necessarily sold on him as a playmaker then?
Nah. Because, I mean, like, he can get assists. He can get assists. You kick it out to a shooter. They hit their shots. He's going to get a lot of assists. But – it's kind of like what I used to say about James Harden in Houston. Like, if you dribble, 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 and you make one pass on the whole offensive set, and they put it up and they score, like, you got the assist, but, like, I'm like, that's not really playmaking for real. You feel me? Like, playmaking is, like, getting everyone in their rhythm. Like, LeBron, he's a playmaker. Because, like, even if he's not getting the assist, he's getting everyone else involved. Even if you don't see it on paper. I don't really feel that when I watch Giannis play. It's a lot of one kickouts. They shoot a three, whether it goes in, goes, it doesn't go in. Like, that's where he gets his assists off of. So, can he get assists? Yeah. Do I feel like he's a playmaker that makes everyone around him better? Nah. Nah, I don't see that.
That's a good point. I really
disagree. Now, would you put that on the coaching? Because who's the coach over there? Mike Budenholzer still, right? Mike Budenholzer?
Yeah, Mike Bud, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Mike Budenholzer was in – he was on the Hawks before then. And that team, when the Hawks was good, he was there. He had Al Horford, Paul Millsap, Kyle Korver, Jeff T. And he had four All-Stars. And that team was basically built four All-Stars. Literally quotations in the air. I don't think Jeff T. should have ever made an All-Star team over Mike Conley in a day in life. But he was in the East, you know, Mike Conley West. Mike Conley, I don't know. You know, finally got his All-Star bit. Thank you, Jesus. But it was like the same style of play. You can say, but it's just not gonna it's just not gonna reach it. You had Al Horford who could play both sides of the ball, Paul Millsap played both sides, Kyle Korver, he was just a literally knockdown. And Kyle Korver is one of the best team defenders we've seen. He's not the best on ball, but he know how to play team defense for some reason. He always there. He's a J.J. Redick with that, you know? A good team defenders, not great on-ball defenders. And it's the same style of offense, and they just can't seem to get over the hump. They need a second star. That's what it is. And you ain't going to win. Especially currently in the NBA now, you're not winning without a second star. Mm-hmm. You're not winning without three stars now. God damn. He's not. This is ridiculous out there.
I mean, I feel like they want Chris Middleton to be that star, but he just, I don't think he's it for them. Like,
you don't got enough.
He's a great third option. Great third option. But secondary star, I don't know.
Who did what the Zay said last week? Oh man, Chris Middleton chips. That boy chips, boy. That boy chips. Like, he's not even shooting.
I never think he good.
Like, come on. Like, he made an all-star team. Like, but that year he was actually balling. So I can't even give him, he was hooping.
And he got decent number. Like, he put like 25 and 5 off like 50, 40, 90 splits. So, like, his number's going to show in the regular season, but it's not enough when postseason comes and the game slows down. He don't impact the game enough, especially when he not hitting his shots. He really like a non-factor on the court.
He balling this, like, but he could, like, the past, okay, say from 2019 to this current season now, his scoring has, well, no, let's go to 2018. I forgot he was in Detroit. Good God.
He was in Detroit? Terrible.
That
was
his rookie season. I remember that. Yeah, he got drafted by him. That was his rookie season.
That was way back when.
Of course Detroit would draft him. I don't know what they doing over there.
It's something terrible. But since his first All-Star bid was 2019, and he got back-to-back All-Star bids. So he averaged 18 in 2018-2019. Averaged 18, a steal, 4 assists, 6 rebounds a game, shooting 44% from the field. That was his first All-Star bid. And then his shooting started going up. Because the year after that, he averaged 21, shooting 50% from the field. And now this year, he's averaging 21% from the field. And he's shooting 42% from three each last year. And this year, he's shooting 43. He's not. That's not a second option.
At all.
That's not a second option. I don't. He's not a star. That's just... And they want Jrue Holiday to do it, and he only averaged 15 and 5.
But Jrue was hurt for a little bit.
Jrue Holiday.
He would hurt for a little bit. You gotta get his rhythm, you know. That's my son. We're not gonna disrespect Jrue Holiday. I'll give him whatever excuse he needs. That's my son. We're not gonna disrespect Jrue Holiday.
I can tell by the way he said that you was about to be riding for Jrue Holiday. The second Calvin brought up his name, he said, Whoa, hold up now.
He nice.
But he played 26 games, man.
Bro, he need 30, bro. He need 30 games. 26.
He definitely not having the impact I expected, though. I feel like I can at least say that.
True.
I'm not saying he's playing bad per se, but a little bit more would definitely help. You know, it would help the Bucks because I thought that was going to be a great pickup, like possibly before I saw what happened with the Nets. I thought that could be a move to get them to the finals. But they've been pretty silent all year.
But one thing about Jrue, though, it's like you're not going to see his impact until the playoffs. And I think that's the Bucks' problem. Jrue, he in the playoffs, I remember when he was with AD, it was like him, AD, and Rondo. And Jrue went from here to here. And everyone's like, yo, where did this come from? In the playoffs, he's going to lock in. Chris Middleton in the playoffs, probably going to stay about the same, if not a little bit worse. Giannis, we know what we're going to get from him. Jrue Holiday is that X factor that it's going to take from here to here. And that's why I think we got to wait for it. Like, playoff Jrue is cool and all, but like, I mean, regular season Jrue is cool and all, but playoffs, that man different. So just wait. Just wait.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Keep waiting.
I've been waiting.
Keep waiting.
That's the damn problem. I wait too damn long. The Bucks been waiting too damn long. They done paid Giannis, not... Bro, Giannis is in the same situation as Carmelo Anthony right now. And that's not a good situation.
Are you saying in Denver at the end of his contract in Denver or Carmelo when?
No. Nick Mello. Yeah, Nick's Mello.
Well, Nick's Mello had the means of... He had more, like, he had a bigger market to work with, though. Whereas, like, nobody want to play with Giannis because don't nobody want to fucking go to Milwaukee.
But You're an MVP. People want to play with MVPs. People want to play with MVPs, bro.
I didn't see nobody going to Cleveland before. Was niggas going to Cleveland? Why you think Bron had to leave?
But they came back. And they got after Kevin Love.
After he went somewhere and got hardware, though. Like, he had to get that hardware first to, like, gain the respect of, you know, it's okay, you can come to Cleveland because there's a good chance we're going to win a ring while you're there. No one trusts Giannis to actually get them a ring yet because he hasn't been able to do it.
Okay, then. Then he's in a LeBron situation. He's in that player who's too loyal for their own good situation. That's the problem. Damian Lillard, Melo, who else? DeMar DeRozan. It's a lot. There's a lot of players out there who are too loyal for their own good.
Damian Giannis should,
or they just want the check. I understand that. I can understand getting the money. Get your money. That's all I'm saying. You said De'Aaron Fox?
No, I said Damian Giannis should just have fucking tried to team up.
That'd be tough.
For real.
Let Giannis come to Portland. Come on.
Why you say no? You don't want Damian Milwaukee? You don't want Damian Milwaukee?
No.
Nobody fucking with Milwaukee.
Nah, it's them jerseys. Them jerseys ugly as hell. I couldn't do it.
You're not rocking with the crew.
I don't like green, bro. I don't think green. I think green ugly as hell. Couldn't do it.
Nah, they dropped new ones. I forgot what the set is called. Like a bunch of NBA teams dropped. What's that shit called?
City edition.
They earned it.
Earned edition.
Yes. The Bucks. Earned it. The Bucks, hey, they earned jerseys. It's tough.
They got the horns on the side. What is it?
It's the gray with the green horns
coming up.
Got the antlers on the side. Yep.
It's these right here, Kev.
Damn.
Damn, that shit not working for sure.
Okay.
Green.
Yeah.
Green is an ugly color.
And it's that forest green too. Like
forest.
Like green is not a good color. Like, come on. I can't do it. Can't do it. If I'm making a team on 2K, I can promise you I'm not putting my team in green. That's the last color of the spectrum. That's bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, I'm putting my team in that Raptors purple. Putting them in that Raptors purple, that Vince purple. That's what my team going in.
Ooh. Okay. Oh yeah, I like that. I like that. That purple crazy now. Purple sign of royalty. Come on. You can know about that. All right. Let's get into this debate. I had something to I was talking to my coworkers the other day, and he's saying that the how do you feel about Ben Simmons?
This question for me to go right here?
Yeah.
Oh, he's trash. He's trash. Ben Simmons trash. Yeah. He lock up though. His defense, he lock up. But he trash, bro.
There you have it.
I didn't expect you to say he trash. I didn't expect that.
He's another one of those players. That's like crazy. when the playoffs hit, like, and teams can lock in, it's like he's like helpless. Like, there's nothing he could do for you. Like, he could play make, but like, what's he really doing for you? Like, when the playoffs hit, defense. Okay, I'm not talking about defense. Defense,
not
got
taking
that.
A damn jump shot.
Yeah. Bro, that don't help nothing though. That don't help nothing. Like, what was that? What was that 2 years ago? Because he didn't play last year because he was hurt. I think, what was it, 2 years ago, he had like 9 points in like, or single digit points in like 3 games in a row in a series that they lost. I was like, yo, that's trash, bro. You can't be doing that. So, yeah, nah, I'm not sold on Ben. I'm not sold on him.
Man cannot shoot a lick.
A lick.
All right.
We are back after a brief intermission. Getting back, we are going to get into a new topic we have. First time being on the show, we are going to do Who You Got. And basically the topic is me and Calvin are going to say two players of about the same general position. And we're going to say who we would take. I'll start off. I'll ask our guest, Chuka. Since you're a Chicago Bulls fan, say this one for you. Zach LaVine or Devin Booker? Who you got?
I got in terms of what? Like I'm starting a team or are they just playing one-on-one?
Who do you think is the better player? So I guess it would be starting a team, but don't necessarily consider the future. Consider it right now. Who would you take for one season?
Devin Booker. Devin Booker. Yeah.
Well, why is that? So you're not picking your Chicago Bull?
I can't. Look, I have this conversation with my friend a lot. Everyone knows I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, so they'd be like, yo, Zach LaVine's your boy, right? He's my boy. I mess with him heavy, but he's not a winner. Obviously, he's a loser, bro. He's a loser. They be having too much talent in a weak East to be having bad records. He is a loser. My son, D-Book, in the bubble, he was able to drag that team to 8-0. That's all I need to see. That sold me on Devin Booker right there. He influences winning more than Zach LaVine does, so I'm going with D-Book. Zach LaVine a loser.
That man a loser. That's loser. Crazy.
You got a follow to that comment?
I'm taking Zach.
You're taking Zach.
Nah, it makes taking, sense though. It makes sense taking though.
Zach. Zach a dog, bro. Zach is a freaking dog.
He is.
That's a dog right there. I feel number one, the Bulls just haven't been able to make a playoff team since Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler, Luol Deng, since Tibbs left. Let's put it that way. Since Tibbs left, that team that organization really has been bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they had a solid draft pick in Larry Markkanen. He's solid. But who else is there? They got Kobe White. Yeah, but y'all need a center. Wendell Carter Jr., not going to cut it. Not going to cut it.
He little. He small.
Not going. That man's soft. He's soft. And what is that LaVine be doing, bro? I can't call that man a loser, bro. His team is not there. That man, when he be cussing out his own coach, that man want to win. He want to win.
Nah, he want to win. But
he got that in him. You put him on the... It's just not on him. The NBA is different now. NBA is different. The NBA is totally different now.
Nah, look. I'm not asking for the number 3 seed. None of that. AFC, bro, you can't be better than the Magic. The AFC every year, it seems like. You can't be better than that. Like, what seed is the Bulls right
now? Look at Vucevic, though. Vucevic over here getting 20-20 games. 20-15. Like, bro, they need that. Right they now. Don't have a center. They don't have a big man.
Okay, Bulls are ninth right now. If they make the playoffs this year, I will change my stance. I want to say Zach, but he hasn't shown me enough winning. I don't care.
Do you think – I don't think that's on Zach, though. That's not on Zach for not him 100%. To show you enough winning. The games that – bro, like – this man is different. He didn't hit 13 threes in a game.
Yeah. D-Book scored 71.
To win it.
D-Book scored 71.
Devin Booker.
You got a point.
I'm not saying it's a blowout. I'm not saying it's a blowout. I said I'm taking Devin. It's Devin Booker by a little bit. It's not like a lot. It's Devin Booker by a little bit over Zach.
I personally just don't see Devin. I don't see the dog in Devin Booker like I see in Zach LaVine.
I see a dog in Devin Booker.
That like it's different levels of mentality. Devin Booker got, he got the mentality, but Zach LaVine is, I feel like he's like, come on now. Like, it's me. I'm Zach. Give me the fucking ball and move. Devin Booker don't got that right now. He's like, yeah, Chris Paul here. I'm going to let Chris Paul taking a lot of big shots as of lately, bro.
Devin Booker was dogging niggas last year. The buzzer beat against the Clippers right before the playoffs started.
That was,
I don't know. Devin Booker's a dog.
That was fire. I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying like, yeah, Zach LaVine got a little more.
I got his. He just got a little more.
I got D-Book.
It's a toss-up, though. I like this one. This one's really a toss-up.
That's a great first question.
I'm taking, before we move on to Calvin's, I'm taking D-Book. We got two for D-Book, one for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking D-Book, too. Slightly better playmaker. Slightly better playmaker.
I got to give you that. For sure.
D-Book and that pick and roll is scary.
But then Zach LaVine don't got nobody to pass you. All right, to the big man. I'm going to the big man.
I know what's coming. Go ahead.
Say you don't know what's coming, bro. Stop. You don't know. All right, here we go. Carl Anthony Towns or Nikola Jokic.
What?
It's easy.
That's easy.
Nah, I'm playing. Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid.
Yes. Yeah, I knew what was coming. Stop playing.
Me too. I don't want to answer that.
It's gonna be a debate.
Yeah, you knew this coming. I had to switch it up. I said, "Damn,
it's too early for this."
I got a different answer for this question every week. I feel like,
yeah, bro, it's a toss up each week. Like, I won't doubt nobody answering this one. This one is, it's your preference. It's your preference on style of big man, really.
Mm-hmm. Right now, this second, I got to give it to Joel Embiid. Like, I just have to, bro. He's wilding, bro. Joel is wilding. I have to. But Jokic is that's my son right there. Everyone knows me, know I love Jokic, especially on 2K. 2K19, crazy. Jokic is crazy. But, I got to give it to Joel, bro. He's the MVP candidate right now. Like, one or two right now. We can argue that, too. But he's up there right now.
Zay, what you think? What you going with, Zay?
I'm going Embiid. His impact on the game defensively is just is way too far ahead of Jokic for me to pick Jokic. Despite all that talent he got, because Jokic's bag is crazy. And he's been really bringing out he's been off the 1 foot stuff like crazy now. Like, you're really looking Dirk-esque out there at times. I hate to say it, but at times. But still, Joel Embiid with his shot blocking and stuff like that, I'm going to take Embiid.
Okay. Just because y'all said Embiid, I'm going to say Jokic. Because now I'm going to come back with y'all said. Jokic, triple-double machine. Triple-double machine. One of the best passing big men we have ever seen in NBA history. That man in a pick and roll is dangerous. Oh, damn. Y'all made me think. I got another one now. I got another one on another who you got. I got another one. I love this topic, Zay. Good one. I love it.
Too.
Jokic, number one, he could drop 50 on you, go get 16 boards, and give you 15 assists. I feel when you playmate, that puts pressure a lot more on the defense for them to cover everybody else. Because they like, all right, bro, we got to watch these backdoor cuts. We got to watch these screens, off-ball screens coming around. Because now Jokic, he's able to make those type of passes. That's different. We have not We haven't seen this from a big man. He out here making passes like he goddamn Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons passes be crazy. Ben Simmons playmaking is ridiculous. Like, he out here making passes like he goddamn Ricky Rubio. Just here, take it.
He's still trash though.
Like, come on, man. Ricky Rubio is not trash.
No, Ben Simmons is still trash.
Ricky Rubio is. He chips. I'm gonna start saying that now, bro. He chips, bro.
But interesting thing to think about though, if you were to switch, like, if you were to take Jamal Murray and Ben Simmons and switch those guys, I feel like Ben Simmons could actually probably find a little niche playing alongside Jokic, and like the way that they could switch high low, and like he could run a dunker spot, and then Embiid having a guard that doesn't, you know, clog the paint. Kind of interesting that they are on opposite
teams. Both teams would benefit.
Yeah.
Both teams would benefit.
Yep.
I actually have another one since we're talking about the Nuggets. Can I run this out right quick, Zay?
Run it.
Jamal Murray
or
Donovan Mitchell?
I got one. That's Donovan Mitchell.
Murray. Gotta go Murray. Wow. Gotta go Murray.
Bro, this is as 50-50 as it, bro. This is, they're the same dude, bro. But like
Jamal Murray, that guy. Jamal Murray, that guy.
Right now, out of Jamal respect, Murray. I gotta go D Mitch, bro. Like, I out of respect, brother Jazz, they doing crazy. They going crazy this year. Out of respect, I gotta go D Mitch right now. This can change tomorrow. Like tomorrow.
Jamal Murray, bro. Jamal, I gotta get, nigga had 50 points and he missed like four shots.
He did.
Come on,
he
man. Going
crazy. Donovan Mitchell was going off that game.
I just like Jamal
though.
Murray. I like them both. I think I'm more biased to Murray because he's a Kentucky product. I'm biased. I'm gonna take my Kentucky dogs. But even though I didn't take D Book, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm just saying.
D Book over in Kentucky too.
I didn't take D Book, but I just. Yeah, I know. But Zach, I like Zach more than D-Book. I like Jokic more than Embiid. And I like Murray more than Mitchell. That's just, I like it. I like it a lot.
I mean, I have a question now. Am I allowed to ask questions? Can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, but go ahead. But who has a better like ignore the records. Who has a better overall team, the Nuggets or the Jazz? Because they are two very similar type teams to me.
Who am I more scared of in the playoffs? Like, if I would have had to play that team in the playoffs?
Man, answer that however you want. However you want.
I think the Nuggets are more dangerous. Yeah, gotta go Nuggets.
The Nuggets put up more points.
I don't like Gobert, so.
You really got to worry about Michael Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm. Problem.
Really got to worry about Michael Porter Jr. Because he'll spark up for 30 in a second. He's scary. But I like Jingle Joe, bro. I can't. Jingle, my guy. Jingle Joe's my guy. He be putting Paul George in a trance every time they play. Boy.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Love it. That's a good question.
That's tough. I might.
Who you choosing though?
Yeah, who you taking?
I say Nuggets too. I love Jokic, bro. That's my dog. I like the Nuggets over the Jazz. And Gobert ain't
guarding him, bro.
Yeah, I don't like Gobert at all.
Oh man, literally the Eiffel Tower literally stands in one place and doesn't move.
But I just don't see all the hype about him. I just don't see it. When I watch him play, I'm like, I really just don't see it.
He's just a defensive player. There's nothing else to him. Just defense.
He be getting cooked by the good bigs, though. So is he really a defensive player?
You bringing up
he getting baked.
Baked.
All that being said, though, I might change my answer, I think. I think I might change my answer to the Jazz. With the way Jordan Clarkson has been playing, their defense, first and foremost, obviously. But not only that, but I'm starting to like their depth a little bit more than I did. Like, last year, I probably liked the Nuggets' depth a little more. But this year, I don't know what the way Jordan Clarkson is playing, Conley. They didn't have Bogdanović when they played them in the playoffs in the bubble last year, and that went seven still. They still got Jingle Joe, and Royce O'Neal has been playing very well. He's been playing really good defense too. So I think I'm going to take the Jazz, actually.
The Nuggets got a secret monster still too.
You talking about Aga Porter Jr.? Oh, you talking about
Bo. I don't know when they're going to unleash him. I don't know when they're going to unleash him, but he is a monster. That he is a monster right there. That's a bucket.
I've been begging for that all season.
Yeah, we ain't just going to fly over the fence.
I don't know what
we ain't
going
to fly over you calling MAGA Porter Jr., bro. We're not going to do that. We can't. No, you ain't doing that. But I see it on Twitter the other day. Maybe you put it in the chat, Zay. But it was all MAGA lineup, bro.
MAGA lineup.
I was rolling, bro.
It was straight. It literally had.
Because who was the point guard? Who's the point guard? Because I can't remember. I know I seen Duncan Robinson up there. Michael Porter Jr. and Myers Leonard. I was funny, bro. That's funny.
Grayson Allen, and then they got Gordon Hayward.
Oh, Grayson Allen, Gordon. Oh man, the all MAGA lineup. That's funny, bro. That's funny. Oh man, dang, that's funny as hell. All right, moving on to the next topic. We have athlete of the day, hot take athlete.
Let's do hot take first.
All right. Hot takes. All right. Chuga, this is the part of the show where you say a hot take. All right. You say whatever comes to mind. You can say Michael Jordan wasn't the greatest player of all time. You can say Michael Jordan wasn't black. That's a hot take. You say it. I'm just saying. Whatever, man. And anything you can think of, Chuka, it's on you.
I already got one set. I watch y'all show. I'll be hearing the hot takes y'all be giving. And this is my hot take that I will forever have. I had it last year. I'll have it this year again. Don't sleep on the Miami Heat. Eastern Conference Finals. They're going to be there again. Depending on how the brackets end up. If they're not on the same side with the Nets, they will be there again. That was not a fluke last year. That was not a fluke.
I like it.
Not a fluke.
I think that's pretty. Like what do you it. Have to I say like about it. How they've been playing, though? They've been a little disappointing in the regular season so far.
Now, look, they in the beginning of the year, they started off slow. I think Goran wasn't there for a little bit. They had a lot of they were ravaged by COVID, but if you look at their last, I think maybe like 10 games, I'm pretty sure their record is valid in the last 10. Like they started picking it up. I think they just cracked 500. I think they're gonna make a move at the trade deadline to get someone. They've been in a lot of talks. They're trying to get rid of Tyler Hero. I think that's a long term project, but I think they're trying to win right now. So I see them making a big move at the trade deadline. They're always going to be solid, super slept on. They're probably going to sneak in at, like, the 4 or 5 seeds. So be a little under the radar.
Yeah, they're 6 going right crazy. Now.
They're 6 right now? They don't get to 4 or 5 easily.
7-3 in their last 10 games. All right,
bro. They ain't getting to 4 and 5, bro, because the Knicks is there, bro. I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know what we're talking about. Knicks is
bye.
There.
They're not making the playoffs. Knicks is out of there. If the Bulls are making the playoffs, then Knicks not making the playoffs. I don't want to hear it. Neither of them is making it.
Knicks are a better team than the Bulls, bro. We ain't doing
that.
Knicks is a better team than the Bulls, bro.
Don't care. Oh, wait. Knicks got Derrick Rose, though.
23 and 11, bro. Get out of here. Come on. You want to see D-Rose in the playoffs.
I do. Y'all can stay. Seventh seed, though. Y'all dropping the seventh, though. Y'all staying over there.
That's crazy. We the fifth seed right now. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Seventh. Y'all dropped the seventh.
I want to play Boston. I want the Knicks to play Boston because that's a dub. That's a dub. Boston cheeks. Get Boston. I want Boston. That's who I want. That's who I want. Daniel Tice ain't playing no defense. Getting baked down there. Foul out every game. Very solid hot take. Huh?
Who y'all big? Who's the big on the Knicks?
That's Block City. What are we doing?
Julius Randle.
Mitchell Robinson, Nerlens Noel. We blocking shit. We out here swatting flies. We out here. I'm going to go ahead and do my hot takes. Zay, you can go at me, and then you start with your athlete of the day after that. Boom, boom, boom. My hot take of the day is that the New York Knicks make a move before the trade deadline because we have the trade pieces and go get a superstar. We're going to get a superstar. A superstar, all-star. We're going to get Victor Oladipo. We're going to get big-time Vic. All-star talent. Or we put all our eggs in the basket. Give them our first-round pick from the Mavs. Give them our first-round pick. Maybe a second. Maybe next year's first. Throw all of them in the bag. And just go get Kawhi. I'm saying, just throw it all out there, man. Kawhi Leonard, he ain't going to be in the Clippers uniform much longer. He don't like playing with Paul George. You can tell.
I agree with that right there.
He don't like playing with Paul George. That's something I see. He don't like it. Paul George don't even make that man laugh. If you can make Kawhi laugh, you stay.
Serge Ibaka. That's his son right there.
Serge Ibaka going to fly too. Come on, Serge. We'll take him. Come on through. I'm saying it. Knicks going to make a trade at the deadline, bro. It's going to be blockbuster. I believe
it. Sound like a pretty good fit. That don't sound that bad. You good though? That's your hot take?
Yeah, I had to get that off. Yeah.
All right. My hot take. Okay. Right now, my Dallas Mavericks are the eighth seed. If we stay that way, the Utah Jazz will lose in the first round. That's my hot take.
The Mavs are like that. The Mavs is like that.
We're getting it rolling. We're 8-2 in our last 10, won 4 straight. Finally got that COVID, got dudes back from COVID and stuff like that. We rolling right now. I like our chances. And Rudy Gobert is trash, so I really like that Kristaps matchup.
Me too.
I need Chris. I was a player like he was playing
last year. I need y'all to lose so we can have a higher pick. So
no.
I love Luka, though.
That's all done. That's all done, Calvin. Lose. We was 13-8.
Yeah, I know.
We were 13-8.
We were so hype in the beginning.
Yeah, we was definitely hearing it once our record.
I need that to happen, bro.
I like that take, Zay. I like that one. I love the Mavs too, so I could see the Jazz going down.
I prefer that matchup than to anybody else, like Phoenix or either the LA's. I'm not really Phoenix play because Phoenix got scores, but Phoenix played defense too. So I'm really not trying to see them in the playoffs. Chris, Devin Booker, we got no one to stick him at all, nobody. But if we get the Jazz, I like
put Dodo.
You could try.
Finney Smith, he can move his feet a little bit. Move his feet.
And that man Dodo.
Yeah. And I'm telling, put Maxi Kleber on Devin Booker. I'm telling you, that man, Maxi Kleber, is the next Andre Kirilenko. I'm telling you, bro. I am telling you. He is the next Andre Kirilenko. I can see it. He's like that. That boy can move, bro. He can move.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's just solid.
I'm giving him solid.
He not no AK-47.
Bro, he could be AK. Give me that. See, he just moving his feet, bro. It's all.
I wish they could see this right now.
But I'm telling I'm telling you. All right. Athlete of the day. Go Zay.
Athlete of the day. Or actually, you want Chuka to take it off first? Let the guest
roll. Oh, yeah.
Chuka. I don't even got mine yet.
I was just about to say, I don't even got mine yet. So I was happy not to go first. I was happy.
Shit, I'll go.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll go. My athlete of the day is Brandon Marshall, wide receiver. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, but he's nice. He was nice.
I don't think
Brandon Marshall, wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, Jets.
He was
nice. Dolphins, right? He played for the Dolphins too, right?
That's some of his prime years. Chris Warren, right?
I gotta give him athlete of the day because. Number one, he has House of Athlete, which is for players who are coming out of college, and especially during this COVID year, coming out of college, helping them grind to make that NFL combine, trying to get that call. He had an NFL draft combine for all his players that he had in his House of Athlete. He had the famous YouTuber Destroying in there, because Destroying trying to make it back to the trying to make it to the NFL.
I've seen that.
He has some very strong D1 talent there. Travis Etienne was there. Safety from LSU. Can't remember his last name at the moment. I think his first name is Kurt. Like, he has some dogs up in there. I had to say Brandon Marshall, man. And especially his podcast, I'm Athlete, is by far one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to my whole life. Literally free game all day. Free game all day. Brandon Marshall. Boom.
It's a good one.
All right. You got yours now, go. Or Zay? Whoever got it.
I can go if you need some more time. So.
You can go. You take it. Right. I have one in mind, but yeah, I'm going to let you run your way.
All right. I couldn't necessarily think of a positive athlete of the day. Like we usually do it. So I'm going to take this chance to shed light on someone who I'm bringing up for negative purposes. And I would like to take this time to publicly condemn Myers Leonard of the Portland Trailblazers for his use of a anti-Semitic
slur. Oh, no. He ain't Portland no more.
Or wait, where's he on right now?
He ain't in Portland
Miami.
No more.
Miami.
My fault. The Miami Heat. Used an anti-Semitic slur the other day while streaming on Twitch. Myers Leonard, if you could hear this, fuck you.
Facts.
That's my.
Say it again.
Myers Leonard, fuck you.
Facts.
I like that. All right, now. Chuka, it's on you, man.
Yes, sir. All right. My athlete of the day I'm not a fan of this team. I'm not really even a fan of this player. But I love seeing black people get paid. So Dak Prescott just got that big-ass deal. That's my athlete of the day. Shout out to all my black people, black men, black women out there getting paid. So he got that bag. I'm really happy for him. And let's just see if he could deliver. So that's my athlete of the day.
No doubt. I hope he can.
All righty.
I like that.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, that concludes the show today. Talking today with Cal and Zay. Thank you to our special guest, Chuka Onyene.
Yes, sir.
I hope I'm saying that name right. I think I am.
You got it.
Chuka Onyene. I'm going to say it again. Onyene. All right, yo. Chuka, shout out your YouTube channel. You know, sell it out. Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Mm-hmm. YouTube, Chuka Too Faithful. That's capital C, capital T, capital Faithful. Don't forget it. You can follow me on Instagram at faithful_Chuka. Twitter, I don't even know my Twitter off the top of my head. It changes every day. So if you can find it, you can find it. Hey, that's a gem right there. That's a gem right there. But yeah, go follow me on all those. Always active. Showing support for people doing good things. Black owned brand, black owned businesses, raising awareness. So make sure to follow me on Instagram, YouTube, all that. So yeah.
And follow us on our Instagram at TOTD_CALNZAY. TOTD_CALNZAY. Peace.
Peace.